You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 14, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Senegal government tensions, deep roots of the 2026 crisis. Internal political fractures within the Senegalese government reached a critical tipping point today. Reports indicate massive high-level resignations sweeping through the executive branch. Meanwhile, massive public demonstrations have erupted across the capital city of Dakar. Citizens are demanding greater government transparency and immediate democratic stability. President Bassirou Diomaye Faye and Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko face a monumental leadership crisis. This current fracture highlights deep divisions within the ruling coalition. The current unrest is completely reshaping the political landscape. Many observers view this event as a historical turning point. The nation has long served as a prominent democratic beacon in West Africa. However, this reputation is currently facing severe pressure from within. Understanding these headlines requires examining over 60 years of political history. Modern tensions reflect long-standing battles over economic sovereignty and administrative control. The struggle between institutional authority and popular movements drives this conflict. Senegal is famous for remarkable political stability on the continent. The nation has never experienced a military coup since independence in 1960. Neighboring countries in the Sahel frequently face severe political instability. Many regional neighbors have fallen to violent military juntas. However, Senegal continues to operate successfully as a civilian democracy. Early political eras relied heavily on a dominant political party structure. The Socialist Party maintained firm control for 40 consecutive years. The country developed a unique model of secular government during this time. A historic democratic shift occurred in the year 2000. Opposition leader Abdoulaye Wade successfully won the national presidency. He campaigned under the powerful banner of SOPI, which means change. This election proved that peaceful transitions are entirely possible. Citizens realized they could alter leadership through the ballot box. However, later attempts by Wade to secure an unconstitutional third term caused unrest. The resulting youth-led uprising eventually paved the way for Macky Sall. This pattern established an enduring legacy of popular resistance. A completely new political force emerged in 2014. Ousmane Sonko founded a movement known as the PASTEF Party. This energetic group demanded absolute economic independence for the country. They called for an immediate end to French neo-colonial influence. The party captured the profound attention of younger Senegalese citizens. These young people felt entirely ignored by the traditional political class. Supporters envisioned a bold departure from historic colonial-era economic systems. The movement tapped into the wider global struggle for black liberation. PASTEF demanded aggressive changes to national financial policy. Leaders wanted to abandon the colonial-era currency known as the CFA franc. They also demanded better terms on national oil and gas contracts. The government eventually dissolved the political party in July 2023. State officials falsely accused the group of inciting a violent insurrection. However, the powerful political movement remained active despite the official ban. Supporters simply organized underground and through alternative social networks. The party successfully branded itself as a clean alternative to established corruption. The political climate became incredibly hostile before the 2024 election. National leaders faced severe government crackdowns and continuous legal harassment. Authorities placed both Ousmane Sonko and his ally, Bassirou Diomaye Faye, behind bars. These strategic arrests created a highly tense and dangerous national situation. The two men effectively became high-profile political prisoners for months. Citizens demanded their immediate release leading up to the historic vote. The government ultimately released them just 10 days before the election. This sudden release followed a general amnesty law intended to lower tensions. Faye astonishingly won the presidency in a massive national landslide. He served primarily as a stand-in candidate for the popular Sonko. Courts had legally barred Sonko from participating in the actual race. Upon taking office, President Faye immediately appointed Sonko as prime minister. This unusual arrangement created a complex dual leadership governance system. Many experts warned that this shared power structure was inherently unstable. Sonko provided the ideological vision, while Faye held constitutional authority. This delicate proxy arrangement laid the groundwork for today's executive fracture. The new administration quickly discovered a massive and alarming financial crisis, a comprehensive government. Audit revealed a hidden debt of $7 billion. The previous administration had drastically underreported the true national deficit. official records showed a deficit of roughly 5% of the economy. However, the audit revealed the true deficit exceeded 10%. Furthermore, public debt actually stood at over 76% of economic output. Officials accused the previous administration of using highly creative accounting techniques. This shocking discovery had immediate and devastating international consequences. The International Monetary Fund quickly froze almost $2 billion in aid. A funding freeze like this is catastrophic for a developing nation. It limits the government's ability to subsidize essential daily goods. The administration struggled to maintain affordable prices for rice, fuel, and electricity. Consequently, citizens experienced a massive spike in the daily cost of living. People poured into the streets demanding immediate relief and financial accountability. Economic reality quickly clashed with the administration's promises of radical sovereignty. Severe economic hardship continuously drives much of the current public unrest. The demographic profile of Senegal is incredibly and overwhelmingly young. The median age across the entire nation is exactly 18 years old. Hundreds of thousands of young adults enter the competitive job market annually. Official labor reports claim the national unemployment rate remains very low. However, the broader unemployment rate tells a completely different story. This broad rate reached an alarming 23% in late 2025. Youth unemployment presents an even more dangerous societal challenge. The jobless rate for young adults currently sits at 27%. This widespread lack of opportunity creates deep frustration among the working class. Analysts frequently describe this demographic reality as a ticking time bomb. Young people provided the critical momentum for the recent political transition. Now they are protesting forcefully against that very same government. They desperately demand immediate relief from the severe cost of living crisis. The streets remain the primary venue for young people to express grievances. Religious institutions play a massive and vital role in maintaining national order. The Mouride and Tidiane Brotherhoods hold immense social and political power. Senegal is a predominantly Muslim nation with deep spiritual traditions. These specific Sufi orders act as crucial mediators between the state and citizens. Presidents frequently seek the spiritual blessing of these powerful religious leaders. This highly sought-after endorsement is known locally as the Indigul. Securing this blessing helps politicians capture votes and maintain social harmony. These religious leaders frequently step in during periods of severe political crisis. Their timely intervention has repeatedly prevented the country from experiencing civil conflict. They successfully negotiated peace during the violent unrest of recent years. The Brotherhoods command massive economic influence across informal trade sectors. Their headquarters and holy cities serve as autonomous hubs of social organization. This unique relationship forms the absolute bedrock of Senegalese societal stability. The Brotherhoods provide a calming influence when secular politics inevitably fracture. The previous administration utilized highly controversial tactics to maintain political dominance. Critics loudly accused the government of weaponizing the entire legal system. Political scientists frequently refer to this practice as the judicialization of politics. Courts routinely disqualified major opposition leaders from running in national elections. Prominent figures faced various charges ranging from illicit enrichment to defamation. This aggressive approach severely damaged public trust in the national judiciary system. Many citizens viewed these court rulings as an unacceptable form of voter disenfranchisement. People strongly believed the government simply used courts to eliminate electoral threats. This growing distrust fueled the massive street protests over the last decade. A recent public survey highlighted a massive demand for strict legal accountability. Over 75% of citizens demand that the president always obey the courts. Citizens display very little tolerance for unchecked executive overreach or corruption. They demand an independent judiciary that serves justice rather than political interests. The fragile political alliance between the president and prime minister has decisively broken. By May 2026, the power-sharing agreement reached a dangerous and unsustainable tipping point. President Faye systematically began removing loyalists closely connected to Prime Minister Sonko. Observers quickly labeled this aggressive political strategy as de-pastifying the government. High-level figures have suddenly lost their prestigious administrative positions. Faye replaced key leaders with establishment figures from previous political eras. A major incident involved the sudden replacement of political loyalist Ida Mbodj. Faye appointed former Prime Minister Aminata Touré to lead the ruling coalition instead. This controversial move sparked massive outrage among dedicated Sonko supporters. Consequently, several high-level government officials resigned in immediate protest today. The conflict essentially stems from a deeply rooted clash of authority. Fei currently holds institutional power, while Sanko commands fierce ideological loyalty. This fracture mirrors historic government clashes from the early independence era. The current massive demonstrations highlight a distinctly insurrectionary style of modern democracy. The streets frequently regulate major political decisions in Senegalese society. This proud tradition of popular resistance stretches back several decades. The youth consistently act as the primary engine for holding government accountable. The historical anti-apartheid movement in Africa relied on very similar youth energy. This raw momentum forces leaders to acknowledge the demands of the working class. However, the severe rift between the top two leaders threatens national progress. The entire country must somehow manage a completely devastating financial crisis. Simultaneously, leaders must desperately attempt to heal internal political divisions. The fundamental struggle remains focused on achieving transparency and genuine representation. The citizens remain deeply committed to passionately protecting their democratic rights. Their unwavering civic engagement provides incredibly strong defense against total state collapse. The ultimate test is whether institutional stability can survive this political storm. History suggests the nation will find a way to adapt and rebuild. Copyright African Elements.